Everyone wants to feel confident and 100% capable of learning novel things. And yet, we seldom allow new pathways of thinking, feeling, and being to lead our experiences. Live into 5D, Waking Up Our Nature podcasts are akin to personal agency microdosing, perking insights that lead to breakthrough action. In today's episode, NLP coach, educator, intuitive energy healer, Vicki Oleski, is joined by astrologer Reverend Sybil Starr. We begin the 2022 summer podcast season discussing the energy of love and how for this Cancer season, June 20th through July 20th, it would seem to be about holding a this end position, the place of both, an inquiry of noticing and not deciding. Summer of 2022 supports us to lead from love, asks us to entertain the whole rather than serving the few, and how that experience is comforting, creates safety, and nourishes the greater individual and the collective coherence. Thank you to our listeners, and thank you to our special guest. Now, let's join Sybil Starr in today's episode of Live Into 5D. Welcome, everybody. My name is Vicki Oleski. I am the host of Live Into 5D, Waking Up Our Nature. Today's monthly guest, thank you, Sybil, Reverend Sybil Starr. Reverend Sybil, you're here. Thank you so much for joining us. We checked in. You're going to be doing a monthly update, astrology update, and we're starting with June 20th to July. Okay. What do you want to share about what the stars are?
Right. What the stars have to say. All right. Well, you know, I looked over the material and I really got a sense of a feel for what the stars are saying. So I'm going to start with what I got the theme, and then I'll share the astrology and how it's unfolding. Okay. Perfect. So sometimes, the goddess works in mysterious ways and through synchronicity. And I was looking on Facebook today and I saw this meme that was like, oh my God, they're saying exactly what I'm seeing. So this is what I believe the theme is. It takes a tremendous amount of spiritual and emotional maturity to witness in full force the collective shadow of humanity and keep your heart open. Love is the only way.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Wow, you were reading that and I was flashing on so many people that I witnessed that have done that and are doing that. Are there any famous cancers that you could say emanate that saying, that statement that you just shared?
Well, I know one cancer that just popped in my mind, and I guess that was Helen Keller. She certainly dealt with a lot of shadow material and kept her heart open as a blind, deaf person and really made a huge contribution to the world by living through her heart. It was her kindness, that led the way.
Oh, I'm just getting enveloped by goosebumps. That is so powerful. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I love Helen Keller. I knew bits and pieces. But when I was doing my website a couple of years ago, I was looking for quotes, and I started to read more of her biography. Amazing, amazing. So tell us about the astrology for Cancer.
Okay. All right. The astrology for Cancer. So the sun is in Cancer from June 21st to July 22nd. And so on June 21st, of course, we start off with the summer solstice, which is at 0 degrees of Cancer. And, you know, the summer solstice here in the Northern Hemisphere is, you know, so much about abundance and prosperity. I mean, the world, the world is ripe. It is the archetype of the mother. Cancer is the archetype of the mother. And the summer solstice, you know, we are being held in her arms and her ripeness and her abundance of food and, you know, everything. You know, and so that's kind of the meaning of Cancer. It is the archetype of the mother and the unconditional love of the mother. Cancer is very much about feeling. It's about feeling the nuances of life. It's about self-love. Okay, Cancer, you know, when someone has Cancer, one of the things they've come in to do is to love yourself, because the truth of it is we have to love ourselves to be able to love others. And Cancer is very protective of those they love. It's a very sensitive and imaginative kind of an energy. And it's also a need to feel safe. Safety is a big thing with Cancer because it's ruled by the moon. And the moon represents our emotional body. And one of the big needs of that is to feel safe. Its symbol is the turtle. Let's put it this way. The current symbol is the crab. The ancient symbol is the turtle. And I really like that because just like the crab, you know, it has a soft inner core and an outer shell. And, you know, Cancer has, and also, you know, the turtle has, you know, its own home, and Cancer is also associated with home, family, you know, but Cancer energy is very soft. It's very heart-centered, but there can be a hard shell develop around it because the world is harsh and it's hard to lead with your heart, you know, and yet that's what Cancer is asked to do, is to lead with their heart and to remember that love is the only way. Okay. And and as I said too, it's also about deep feeling, and it's one of the major healing signs of the zodiac because you have to feel to heal. That's just really the way it is. Yeah. So it's a time of leading with your heart. Now, go ahead.
When you were talking about Cancer and, you know, it ushering us into the summer, I had this picture of that unconditional feeling that we hopefully have and experience during the beginning of summer, of like bounty and like, this is for us. And it's a big yes, like, let's have fun.
Yes, it's about fun, right? Yeah, and it's about, you know, it's about love. I mean, you know, the bounty, you know, it's the bounty of Mother Earth and her love for us, you know, and to recognize that this is, and when everything is ripe and juicy, this is the time when fruit is ready.
Yeah, beautiful.
Yeah. And so then we have the Cancer new moon, which is on July 28th. And the new moon is always a time for planting an intention for the next 30 days. It's like planting a seed. And it's at Cancer 7 degrees. And this new moon is, it's got the sun and moon in Cancer. And square Jupiter. Now, Cancer is more of an introverted sign. It's very inward focused. But when it's square Jupiter, it has the potential to really increase self-confidence and belief in ourselves and about getting our own needs met. Mm-hmm. Cancer is one of the shadow sides of Cancer is being the archetype of the mother, is hiding behind that archetype, taking care of others, but not getting our own needs met. Okay. So with this Jupiter, we might find that that those needs come into our conscious awareness and there's an opportunity to get them met. Mars is square Pluto. Mars is in Aries. I'm sorry, did you have a question?
Yeah, so the new moon is on the 28th. Mm-hmm. A week after we get into summer, mm-hmm. and it's square Jupiter.
Right. Jupiter. And Jupiter expands everything. Jupiter is like our guardian angel. It brings opportunity and it brings blessings. But in Aries, Jupiter's in Aries. Jupiter in Aries says that it is about self-enterprise, initiation. Okay, so Cancer might have a tendency to say, you should know what I want. You know, what do you mean? You know, well, and square Jupiter will say, no, it's important to make your needs known and go for it.
So a good time for a person to set an intention, to get clear about what their needs may be, and put it out there. Okay.
Absolutely. And put it out there. Now, there's also Mars is also in Aries. You know, Mars that's in their own his own sign, and Mars is square Pluto in Capricorn. And, you know, these two planets are, they're number one, Aries and Capricorn are both very initiating. And so is Cancer. And these are all their cardinal signs. They're about moving forward, about making choices and taking action. This is it, about taking action. Mars is very much about taking action. And especially in Aries. And when it's square Pluto, this brings the kind of energy, like an adrenaline rush, like where you see mothers move cars off their children.
Okay. Yeah.
It's the kind of energy that can move mountains. The key is to make sure you're moving the right mountain. You know, because you can go just as easily down a path that is not as in your highest good just because you want it, because it may be the shadow working. But the key is to get in alignment with divine will and what is really in your highest good. Okay.
Yeah. Beautiful.
Yeah. And so it is a time to great accomplishments can happen. And so, but there can also be power struggles. And I would say if you're having power struggles with someone, it's important to really look at your inner motivation, and something may be out of alignment, you know, in your own field. And that's why you're drawing this power struggle. Mm-hmm. Okay. Because, and we may see power struggles in the outer world that, you know, that don't involve us either. You know, okay. And to just know, because Pluto brings up the collective shadow.
Okay.
And especially in Capricorn. And so squaring Mars, the collective shadow around anger and aggression and how people go about getting what they want.
So you have Mars, this energy of moving things that rules Aries, and it's in Aries, and it's square another energy that is more about the collective.
Right. Pluto. Pluto's Pluto. The collective shadow.
Yeah. Okay.
But it's also about empowerment. You know, the thing is to look at that shadow. And if it's happening in your world, you know, to really look at your own shadow, to understand your own unconscious motivations that may be sending you down a path that is not really in your highest good, you know, and to kind of bring it back in, to really get clear about that, you know, what you really do want, and why do you want this, you know, because we could certainly, you know, trying to think of a good example of being ruled by, let's just say, you know, we could be being ruled by jealousy or competition. You know, you want this because some way it's activating some inadequacy in you, versus I want this because this is really going to bring me towards, you know, self-realization and, you know, what is really in my highest good.
And I also hear, you know, in my listening to what you're describing, is that Cancerian is about going within.
Right. Absolutely. Cancer is about going within and really looking at that, you know, connecting with your inner guidance, with your heart. It's really connecting with your heart. You know, what is your heart saying? Sometimes our mind tells us to do something that is not really what our heart wants. You know, we can be motivated by fear. Put it that way. We can be motivated by fear versus love. Maybe that's the question.
Gotcha.
Yeah, that's the question. And Uranus is conjunct the North Node. And, you know, Uranus says to expect the unexpected. I feel like we are entering some unexplored territory. Because we were talking about, you know, the collapse, you know, Pluto transiting through Capricorn and, you know, United States being in the midst of our Pluto return, the structures that we have built in our society are collapsing. And so we are navigating new territory. And I feel like this Cancer sun is continually reminding us to be aligned with our heart, because love is the only way. Mm-hmm. Now, we're going to move into the Capricorn full moon, and it's on July 13th, and it is at 21 degrees of Capricorn. And, you know, the full moon is like the culmination or the illumination of that seed that we planted at the new moon. It's like, this is when it comes to fruition. And so you can see what seed you planted at the new moon. And so the moon at 21 degrees of Capricorn is conjunct Pluto. Pluto is a big player in this lunar cycle.
Now, Sybil, conjunction for the listeners is on together, side right. by side.
Co-joined. You could just say joined. Yeah, right. Yeah, they're joined. Whereas a square is like a 90 degree angle.
Okay.
But they're co-joined. So it's kind of like they're totally infused with each other. A square, they're kind of fighting each other. There's kind of some challenge going on. This is where they become one. Okay.
Right. There's a
and, yeah. Yeah. And so Pluto is another, you know, one of the teachings of Pluto is always you have to feel it. You know, Pluto is beyond logic, reason. This really is the transformation of the emotional body, and often a purification of the emotional body, releasing old patterns and things that no longer serve us, ways of responding.
That just sounds so like with the sun illuminating that shadow, and given that it's a crab, Cancer, or a turtle, this skeleton, this structure can be strengthened. And yet the form that no longer belongs can leave.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Wow. Yeah. And so in Capricorn, you know, the moon in Capricorn has a lot to do with emotional maturity. And I would say tough love. You know, on one hand, you know, the Cancer Capricorn opposition, you know, Cancer is that mother. It is the unconditional love of the mother. You know, it's the mother who goes to trial with their serial killer son and says, yes, I know what he did was wrong, but I love him because he's mine. I love him. You know, that's the mother. Capricorn is the archetype of the father. And it's just, I love you. So you're 21, go out and get a job. You know, it's that tough love, that character building. Yeah.
And holding those two, you know, it's not an either or. It's a and this. It's both.
Right. And both.
How often we are, how often I am sometimes, very challenged with that type of equation that doesn't fit into a new way, heart opening. And go, yes, I can have both.
Yes, you can have both. Yes, we need structure. We need structure. And Moon in Capricorn and Pluto, conjunct Pluto, says we have to own our own feelings. That if we're triggered, that's our stuff. You know, that there's something within us that got triggered, and that's what we need to look at. Like, oh, you know, if you kind of feel that coming up, you know, that, you know, being upset or angry or whatever the emotion is like, you know, have the ability to kind of look at that and say, okay, that's mine. You know, how do I deal with this? What is my response? When you can pull back and not react immediately, you can look at that and maybe make a different choice and break an old pattern.
Yeah, Sybil, that's, I think, you know, My wish is always that the podcast reaches the mainstream and out into the ethers, and many, many people listen. And I also say that the practice that you're now talking about is a very challenging and spiritual and an advanced practice.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because there's so much projection that goes on, mm-hmm. that blame, shame, victim, perpetrator, martyr, that old way, mm-hmm. that old psychology, it helped us so much. It's gone.
Right. It's gone. And, you know, and the other thing, you know, with the moon in Capricorn conjunct Pluto, you know, the shadow of the moon of not feeling safe, you know, because we are in these times of great uncertainty. And the thing is that we have to trust our gut as to what is true and what is not true, because there's a tremendous amount of manipulation going on around the collective fear that is coming up.
Yeah.
And so really checking in, because your gut is going to tell you what is true and what is not true. Okay. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, and to really check in with that and to not engage with the drama. You know, because there's a tremendous amount of drama out there, and Pluto in the moon can be a lot of emotional melodrama,
right?
Would be the word. And so kind of stepping back from that field, which may be full of melodrama. Right. Now the sun is at 21 degrees of Cancer, and it's conjunct the asteroid Ceres, and Ceres is the another archetype for the Great Mother. So it's like this Pluto moon, a full moon is so illuminating into our own shadow and to bring it forth for this tremendous healing. But then the sun is letting us know that we are always held in the love of the mother, that we are never alone. And that during this time of great uncertainty, we have to trust in that love, to have faith and trust and connection to our guides and the spirit world, because we are moving, like I said, into unknown terrain. You know, unknown territory. Okay. And it's time for prayer and meditation. And that's what I just shared with you. A friend and I were talking about this as we move through this really dense field, because it's a dense field, because all of this collective fear is coming up so we can be released. The thing is for us to not engage with it and to not take it in as our fear.
Right.
You know, it's right, because it is there, you know. And
a friend who used to repeatedly say, notice, but don't decide. Mm-hmm. Just notice the story, notice the drama, the trauma, the drama.
Right.
You know, when someone needs help or you need to get out of the way, out of a situation, you need action needs to happen.
Mm-hmm.
But notice, but don't go into it.
Exactly.
Don't feed it.
Yeah. Take a deep breath, you know, and come into the present moment. And because, you know, that's what I do. I just take a deep breath, come into the present moment and say, Sybil, how are you really in this moment? You know, and take a deep breath and realize, you know, my health is good. I have enough money to pay my bills. I have a roof over my head. I mean, you know, all of these pieces of gratitude can really change everything and bring you back into the present moment and to not engage in the drama of the collapsing paradigm and the fear that is rising up, because so much of this paradigm that we are living in is based on fear. You know? Yeah. And
it's been used as a motivator.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And it still is. Yes. Yeah. And so, you know, the North Node is once again conjunct Uranus and square Saturn. And I feel like this is saying, and this is going to go on for several months, that it is time for, that there is some new manifesting and there are some surprises coming. And what I was telling you, I know so many people that are moving and shifting right now. I call it the Mother Earth shuffle. Mm-hmm. We seem to be being shuffled around as to where we need to be as we move in to this new paradigm, but we are in that place of not knowing. And so that, you know, we want to know. And so, you know, we put stories on things so that we can know. But the truth of it is to know that we are in, and it is in these times of great uncertainty that we can make the change when the structures are starting to break down. But there's also great potential for breakthrough, and that's also happening on many levels.
Yeah. Yeah. I see it in my own life. I hear it with my friends. You and I had a nice, beautiful conversation before we got on. That is happening. And I always find it very empowering to tell those stories over and over again, mm-hmm. instead of the other stories that
Right, absolutely. And trust, you know, it's just, this is a time of trust, mm-hmm. and to lead with your heart. You know, this cancer is so much, but no matter what happens, love is still the only way.
While we're wrapping this up, would you please read that? That saying. Yes, please.
It takes a tremendous amount of spiritual and emotional maturity to witness in full force the collective shadow of humanity and keep your heart open. Love is the only way.
Right.
Right.
Thank you, Sybil.